So now we're into specific measurements in a business and creating specific measurements for employee and employer alike that would allow us to answer this question about Thomas. So is Thomas an effective boss? Well, how are we? What are the objective standards we're going to use to judge effectiveness? One is certainly profit. Corollaries may be employee retention versus turnover, although that's dangerous because there should always be turnover. If you take the Jack Welch approach, there should be at least 10% every year, no matter what. I happen to think in many instances it should be substantially higher. So if we're not careful, we judge him an effective boss because he has the lowest turnover and the highest retention in his department in the entire company. Well, is he effective or has he just lowered the standards? Is he accepting of pretty much anybody and any behavior? So great care has to be taken in figuring out what these objective standards ought to be to measure effectiveness. Normally, when somebody is labeled as a good boss, what's really meant is a well-liked boss. And that will not necessarily mean the most effective boss. Very few, to use a football analogy again, most players you interview who have been very successful playing for Bill Parcells would do not describe it as a particularly pleasant experience. Quite the contrary. But they would all describe him as an incredibly effective coach. These words are definitely not synonyms. The good implies all sorts of subjective judgments. And effectiveness implies objective judgments that have to have standards of measurement.
All right. It's hard to believe we've been on this call almost an hour, but I'm going to speed things up a little bit. You say that an employee is a rented asset. Let's just talk about that briefly.
Well, it's part of accurate thinking. I mean, that's what they are. If you rent a truck to deliver stuff for your business and you've leased a truck, you've leased a piece of equipment for a very particular purpose, and you have some pretty clear ideas about what makes that truck a good truck or a bad truck. Like, does it start every day or does it not start every day? What's its gas mileage? Is it reliable? Is it safe? Is it weaving all over the road and running into people? Does it haul a lot of stuff? Does it break down a lot, et cetera? So a human employee is no different than a mechanical employee. You're renting it. You don't own it, obviously. They outlawed that here. Although I did notice that the Chinese government is still managing by my principle of, there's no employee problem on earth that can't be solved by a bullet. They actually executed the head of the equivalent of the Food and Drug Administration this week because of all the food problems coming out of China. So their solution was to execute him. And the word probably gets around to everybody else in the department.
To take those bribes? Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so, they sort of act like they own them. We don't own them. We rent them. And as a matter of fact, we don't rent them like a truck because we don't get them 24/7. We rent them for really very limited time periods.
And there's no guarantee.
Well, yeah, exactly. And so we have to think about it in terms of a rented piece of equipment. So we ought to be renting it for a specific purpose. We ought to have ways of judging whether or not we have a good truck or a lemon. And if we have a lemon, of course, we ought to do something about it. We ought to recognize what we're renting, what its real capabilities are, what we're paying for it, what its total cost is, not just the car payment, but the insurance and the gas and the oil and the upkeep and the property tax on it, et cetera, et cetera. And so we ought to look at it very much in that way.